And good morning again, everybody. I'm Skip Willis, and we're here talking about taking care or taking advantage of Medicare Advantage. It's that time of the year again. And we have with us in the studio this morning the health plan CEO for Medicare at United Healthcare, Chris Abbott. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Skip. It is so good to see you.
It's good to see you. It seems like we just did this, and here we are back doing it again.
You know, you can definitely tell the kids or grandkids off to school, Packers are playing in Lambeau. It must be time to start to think about Medicare again.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, we've got a great opportunity for you to learn a lot about Medicare. I have to say, they're opening up this show. That was a lot of stuff. But the name of the show is Taking Advantage of Medicare Advantage, and that's what we want people to do because there's a lot of advantage. To it.
It really is. This is where, you know, again, we're kind of back on the air here. It's September. September is the time when, you know, we start to focus on better understanding Medicare. That's why we have National Medicare Education Week runs from September 15th through September 22nd every year, because our goal is to really help remind everyone how Medicare works, have people start to think about what their choices are, what their needs are, what they think their needs may be for 2017. Part of that is actually driven by the fact that most people who are on a Medicare Part C plan or a Medicare Part D plan, they're starting to receive their annual notice of change packets in the mail. So those are starting to arrive, which means people are starting to look at those, think about, what should I be thinking about for Medicare? And people need to be good consumers. It's an important decision that you make about how your health care works. So we want to make sure people are well engaged, well educated, and they're thinking about all the questions they should be asking themselves.
And there are a lot of questions, and we'll be talking about these all the way through the upcoming fall season here. I know it's not time yet to sign up. When is the open enrollment starting?
So the Medicare annual open enrollment period starts on October 15th. So that's when you can start making changes. You can sign up or leave or switch the plans that you have. It runs through until December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. That's your opportunity. We're allowed to start talking about 2017 benefits on October 1st. So I can't tell you all the cool things we've got in store for 2017 at United Healthcare, but I'll be back. Yeah, we'll certainly have some programs after October 1st we can talk in more detail. But now is the time to, again, refresh on how Medicare works, look at things, kind of big picture changes for 2017. We can talk about kind of the things going on with the network here in Wisconsin as well.
That's why I said, make sure that you tell your friends and join us on this station every week at this time, because we're going to be talking a lot about what really will be good for you, especially as we get into the open enrollment period. But there are all kinds of things to review in this. I guess one of my questions is, right now, what should people be doing? What would be some good steps for them to be taking right now?
Well, I think there are a couple of things, Skip. The first one would be is to kind of pause and kind of review what the last, 12 months of your experience around healthcare has been. So has your health status changed, which might mean, again, there are different costs involved. You're now getting some care you weren't getting in, 2015. So it's important to think about how those come in. Medication is an important aspect that you want to have your list of current medication kind of at hand. You want to have a list of the doctors and hospitals you want to be able to go to. That's an important part of that. As well as, again, think about a little bit about next year. Are you planning to relocate? Lots of people who are on Medicare today are still working. That starts to come into play a little bit. So how you might be adjusting your finances. Is the plan you're on today affordable? And did it meet your needs so far? So those are the kind of things you can start to review right now.
All right. I'm going to give you a website here in just a moment that you can go to, and a phone number that you can call if you might maybe have some early questions.
Right.
You'd like to get some things straightened out. You know, before we get to this open enrollment time here where we really have to make the decision, let's get some questions answered. I'll give you that in just a few minutes. But, Chris, has anything changed in Medicare since last year? Like I'm talking about with Part A and Part B, and maybe you can kind of explain what those are Because there's a lot of people listening that may be just getting ready to get into those that are going to need the what United Healthcare offers with the Medicare Advantage plan.
Now, Skip, that's a great question. And I think one of the great pieces of news as I look to what's on the horizon in 2017 with Medicare is how little anything is changing. So the structure of Medicare Part A, that's the hospital portion. We can go over that in a little more detail in a couple of minutes. Medicare Part B, that's the doctor portion of Medicare. You need to have both A and B. Really no structural changes. The way it covers benefits, the benefits that are covered, really no changes. We expect the government to come out in the next 60 days or so and tell us what the deductible and the premium amounts are. So those are really kind of the only things we're waiting to hear about. But structurally, no changes in Medicare Part A and Part B. Medicare Part C plans, Medicare Advantage, I think you're going to see a lot of stability, certainly at United Healthcare. We're, in fact, one of the things that our members have told us consistently is we really value stability. In fact, we've kind of made it our unofficial mantra of boring is beautiful at United Healthcare. So as you get your annual notice of change here in September, if you're already a plan member, you're going to see Wow, there's not a lot of change going on. The one thing that is structurally changing with part with Medicare, and that's Part D, and that's actually again continuing to improve how Part D works. Remember, we used to have an enormous donut hole in Medicare Part D, that coverage gap portion. That continues to go away. So for 2017, if you actually get into the coverage gap, the donut hole, you'll pay even less out of your pocket for medication. So you'll only pay 51% of the cost for generic medications and 40% of the cost for brand drugs. So that's a continuing improvement. Couple more years before there really is no coverage gap. So that's really the only significant change that I see in the big structure of Medicare.
Well, that is, I mean, I think as a person that's getting up there where I'm thinking about this stuff, and for any other person that's thinking about it, anytime you can say stability and not a lot of changes is probably really good news for people.
I really think it is. So kind of the next thing that people should be thinking about, and I touched on this, and this is becoming increasingly important, I would say, particularly here in the Oshkosh, Appleton, Fox Valley area, is as you look at your Medicare plan choices, is who is participating in the network for your plan. I'll use my dad's example. My dad lives in Louisville, Kentucky. And he wanted to see a particular cardiac surgeon. He had surgery a couple of weeks ago that went really well. I'm really pleased for him. But when he made his decision for 2016, he wanted to make sure that that cardiac surgeon was part of the network. So he did the right thing. He made sure that that doctor's part of the network. That means he's paying the lowest out-of-pocket costs then with his plan for the surgery he just had.
To find that out, is there a book? Is that going to be on this website, or do you go to your doctor? How do you do that?
Well, the best way to do this is with the plans you might be considering. So an example would be United Healthcare. Is typically we have a directory. Most plans today have this information online, so you can actually check online. I would say one of the important things, and this is why it's really a great opportunity to work with a local insurance agent who really kind of knows the marketplace here, is what changes are on the radar. So certainly something that is at this point kind of well known in the Fox Valley area is ThetaCare is not going to be part of the network health plan. They've decided, the two of them, to part their ways. They've been working on this year, but ThetaCare will not be part of Network Health Plans Network. Over at United Healthcare, we're very pleased with the fact that ThetaCare and Affinity Medical Group will continue to be in our network. We work very closely with ThetaCare and with Affinity's parent organization, which is Ascension Healthcare, around how, in fact, we strengthen the care that we're providing to our members. We continue to have Aurora Healthcare as part of our network. If you're closer towards the Green Bay area, Bellin Healthcare, Prevean Hospital Sisters Health System is in the network. It was funny today as I was driving in to Oshkosh, literally passing the billboards, even saw a Freightert and Medical College billboard coming into Oshkosh. Mm-hmm. And yes, they're part of the network. This is part of, I spent a lot of my energy, Skip, working with our network, not only to make sure we have the broadest choice for our members, but also that we really have a strong focus on our members. So all of our large healthcare partners. So again, whether that's ThetaCare, whether that's Affinity, whether that's Aurora, whether it's Prevea, whether it's Freighter, we're working very, very closely with them to make sure our members, their patients, are really getting the best access to care, that we're following up regularly to make sure they get the preventive services they need, that they're filling their medications in a timely manner, that they're getting their annual care visits, that as they leave the hospital, as an example, there are good plans in place to make sure they have the care that they need so they don't end up back in the hospital. This is all really good stuff if you're a Medicare eligible person.
Okay, if you missed any of that, I want to give you the website here because I told you to grab a pencil a little while ago. It's Medicare Made Clear. I would imagine that's all under one word.
Yes, it is. One word.
MedicareMadeClear.com is where you go, or you can call 855-434-4941, and I'll give you that number again, 855-434-4941. We'll give it to you again in the program, so keep a pencil handy. MedicareMadeClear.com. And it's important, you know, in what you were talking about the different providers, and you should check with your provider because this is the time to start planning these things to see if they have changed. Is there somebody dropping out of their network? Is there somebody
right.
going away? It sounds to me like everybody is in with United Healthcare's Advantage plans right now.
Right, in the Fox Valley. Absolutely true. All the big systems, all the hospitals, part of our network.
All right, good news there. I want to go back to just a second, talk a little bit about Medicare itself, the parts of Medicare, Chris. I mean, for somebody who is just new to this, and there are more and more baby boomers coming into this age here all the time. It's getting to be the big thing to do, I guess.
Over 10,000 a day, turning 65.
Yeah, so people are all, you know, everybody's got to worry about, maybe not worry, because you're here to take the worry out of that, but everybody's got to get that Medicare Part A and Part B stuff set up. Can you explain what Medicare Part A does and what Part B does, and how you can still be kind of left out in the cold with a pretty good chunk of your bill to pay if you have to go to the hospital if you don't have an Advantage plan?
A good point. So Medicare has been here over 50 years. The structure in this area really hasn't changed. There are two halves, two parts to Medicare, and you really do need to have both of them. Medicare Part A is the hospital portion. Medicare Part A covers the hospital bill. It covers a hospice. It covers skilled nursing facilities. So it's really the facility portion of the bill. It uses a concept which is kind of unique about called a benefit period. Benefit period is 60 days. For each benefit period, you pay a deductible. Deductible means you pay first, then Medicare pays. For 2016, that amount is over $1,200. So if your timing is bad, you could literally pay that six times in a year. But that only covers the hospital portion. The other part of Medicare, typically the kind of the medical insurance, the doctor part of it, Medicare Part B is covering what we call on a fee-for-service basis. This means the doctor provides you a service, they send in a claim, Medicare covers that using a contracted or kind of a fee schedule. Mm-hmm. They determine what the amount is, and then they pay the doctor 80%. You pay 20% or whatever that is. So if it's a $100 visit, you're paying $20. If it's a $10,000 surgery, you're paying $2,000.
Right.
Both Medicare Part A and Part B do not have any limits on what you might pay out of your pocket. So this is why there has always been insurance involved that travels kind of hand in hand with the government Medicare benefit. Because no one wants to be exposed to a huge medical
right.
bill. This is why there's been Medicare supplement plans, which are paired with Medicare Part A and Part B and fill in the gaps. The more gaps you fill, the higher the premium, so to speak. many years ago, in fact, at this point it's been over 30 years, is there has been Medicare Part C. Medicare Part C are now called Medicare Advantage plans. They exist based on congressional action. As a Medicare Advantage provider, UnitedHealthcare has a contract with the federal government to do this. We go through that process every year, which is why you see Medicare Advantage plans. There is year-to-year adjustments, so to speak, in premiums and copayments because the government kind of tweaks that, so to speak. We have Part A and Part B together in a single package. We add in some important characteristics that traditional Medicare doesn't have. And the first one is financial protection with an out-of-pocket maximum. And typically, the more premium you pay, the lower the out-of-pocket maximum. So you're kind of buying more protection. But that's number one reason why Medicare Advantage is so important. The other reason Medicare Advantage is important, it's one of the two ways then to get Medicare Part D, which is the prescription drug portion. So in order to get prescription drug coverage, you either buy it separately as a standalone plan or you get it built into your Medicare Advantage. So this is why you have to really, again, this is why we're here now, stop and take a look at what it is you have today, what it is you think you need for 2017, and then on October 15th, start to make the adjustment to make sure you've got the right plan for you in 2017.
Okay, that was a lot right there. So if you didn't catch it all, I'm going to give you this website again because you can go there and you can read about all of this stuff. It's MedicareMadeClear.com, MedicareMadeClear.com, or call 855-434-4941, and you can talk to a live person there, and they will answer these questions, talk to you about that. It's so important because you made it sound like, well, you go in for a $10,000. There's not too many $10,000 surgeries. They can go up pretty quickly in the hospital, and all of a sudden you can have a whole lot of your savings wiped out because you all of a sudden owe this huge amount of money if you only have Part A and Part B.
Right.
This is why this is so important that you do get some sort of a supplement or an advantage plan. Am I using those terms right?
Those are the basically kind of your two big choices is do you go down the road of a Medicare supplement plan or do you use Medicare Advantage? You cannot do both. You have to pick one or the other. Can't have both. And obviously then that impacts your decision around Part D. One of the things that's interesting, I actually had this conversation with my mom the other week while I was, again, helping with my dad, is she does have a Medicare Advantage plan, but she was asking, Chris, we don't take any medications. Why should we worry about that? Well, my dad was a perfect example. Again, he was not taking any medications. Now he's had this surgery. He's on two new medications he's going to have to take for the rest of the year. If he did not have Part D, he would have to pay for those completely out of his pocket. So this is why having Part D as soon as you can is important and why you have some choices about, again, what kind of plan that you get because you're limited on when you can sign up for Medicare Supplement, Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D plan. So you want to do that when you have that open opportunity to do it because otherwise you might be penalized. So example of Part D, if you put off signing up for Part D, you will be penalized 1% per month on your premium for every month you could have had Part D but did not. So for example, if you put off getting Part D for 24 months, 2 years, you'd pay a 24% penalty every month on your Part D premium for the rest of your life.
Wow.
Is the rule. So that's why we're out here making sure people are paying attention, getting involved now so they don't miss an opportunity.
If you're worried about this and you've got questions, well, keep listening to this show because we're going to be here every week talking about this. But you can go to MedicareMadeClear.com, MedicareMadeClear.com, or call 855-434-4941. Once again, that number is 855-434-4941. And you can talk to a live person. That's why, as we said earlier in the show, it's so important that you start doing and making some plans right now. Now, if you're happy with your plan, I'm not going like down the road where you can keep your doctor, but the if you've got a plan right now and it's working for you and it's say it's through UnitedHealthcare, you probably does it look like they'll be able to probably just keep that plan or?
Well, the standard process is if you're happy with your plan and you get that annual notice of change, you look at it, everything is fine, you do not need to take any action. You'll automatically continue on in 2017. Now, I would encourage everyone, Skip, of your listeners, to pay attention to their mail through September, so whichever plan they're on, that they're taking a look at that annual notice of change. There might be situations in the area where a plan could be going away. Not the case of United Healthcare. You'll definitely want to take action because the last thing is if you don't take action, you'll be left without coverage for January 1st. So pay close attention to your mail. Your plan that you have today is required to notice you and tell you if things are changing, including if the plan is going away. Mm-hmm. So pay attention. Lots of choices in the area here. It's probably one of the great spots in the state, and in fact, across the Midwest. Lots of choices here for you. Obviously, you know, I'm with UnitedHealthcare. I hope you pick a UnitedHealthcare plan. We're really proud, I think, of the benefits and the portfolio. So this might be a good spot to kind of plug in here is one of the things we've learned at UnitedHealthcare, and again, we knew this, but we're kind of expanding the way we're approaching this, is Medicare is not one size fits all. Mm-hmm. So this is why UnitedHealthcare today has a portfolio of products. So whether that's Medicare supplement plans, we have terrific HMO plans, we have PPO plans, we have special needs plans, we have Part D plans. For most people, whatever it is your need will have a plan that works for you. So I'm not going to try to, you know, hammer you into one particular plan. The goal is sitting down with an agent, and we have hundreds of agents in the Fox Valley area, happy to sit down with you today, start to look at your plan choices, make sure you're in the right plan for 2017.
Now, that's why we're doing this right now. Now, you can't start signing up until October 15th, but you can really start making some plans right now and be way ahead of the game. Don't put it off. I mean, that's something that shouldn't be, you know, well, I got until October 15th or I got until December 7th. Don't do that.
Don't. Again, you can actually start to sign up on October 15th. So this is kind of the time frame. Review around Medicare right now, which you have today. Pay attention to your annual notice of change. On October 1st, we'll start talking about the benefits we're providing in 2017. October 15th, you can actually take action, sign up. Lots of folks, I think, will be lined up, ready to go. We'll have resource centers. We have meetings. We have hundreds of agents ready to go. If you have a local agent, I would encourage you to check in with him or her right now just to make sure they might have some meetings set up already that you could attend and get the news for 2017.
Okay. Then there will be these community meetings that are good things to go to. We'll be telling you about those. And if you can they get those at this number that I'm giving you?
Well, the number that you're giving out today, Skip, is really for educational sessions around Medicare Made Clear in September.
Okay, so this is just to help. This is the number, 855-434-4941. You can ask any question, get a lot of answers right there, or if you want to read about it first, go to MedicareMadeClear.com. But Chris Abbott has been our guest this morning, and Chris, one thing I've learned is that no matter what plan you have, when you get this stuff in the mail, make sure that your plan is going to continue to offer all that you've been happy with in the past year, because if it's changing, you may want to take a look at other plans.
Right, exactly. You know, so some of the things that we're continuing to work on, and I would say, frankly, almost doubling down on, as we've talked about the portfolio a little bit at UnitedHealthcare, but some of the benefits that we have this year, which are just really important to helping our members live a healthier life. And the first one is our House Calls program. Yep. We're on track to do 55,000 home visits with our nurses this year, taking good care of our members in their home.
That is so good. And that's all coming from your UnitedHealthcare Medicare Advantage plan. Right. So make sure you check this out. And Chris, we're going to get you back next week, talk more about this. Chris Abbott is the health plan CEO for Medicare at United Healthcare, and he is so busy, we're lucky to get him in here. I hope you've enjoyed this. We are out of time already, Chris. But we'll be back next week.
Yes, we will.
All right, I will see you then right here.
Thanks, Kip.